This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Students only have about a week left of summer vacation before they have to return to school. And while some students will walk through familiar doors, surrounded by friends they've known for years, 40 7th and 8th graders in La Crosse will be entering a brand new school. The La Crosse Design Institute is a charter school housed at Longfellow Middle School. I recently spoke with La Crosse School District's Associate Superintendent of Instruction, Dr. Troy Harsey, and the Design Institute's principal, Dr. Penny Reedy, about the district's newest school. Reedy says it centers around project-based learning.
What makes this school really interesting is that a student can take a project with their teacher, in collaboration with their teacher, talk about what it is that interests them based upon our school curriculum, and design a project. The project could look like something like maybe the student is into skateboarding, and with their teacher, they're working on a Common Core curriculum that talks about a part in history that had designers go for it. So the student researches the skateboard, puts together a design process that might include how much time and materials to make the skateboard a better skateboard, that has to talk about what other skateboarders have done in the past to make their project better, and then actually puts together a process with their teacher based upon the materials and resources, which also goes into their personal learning plan.
So do then the students present the information to each other, so they're each learning from each other as well? Or
there are four separate times during the school year that La Crosse Design Institute students present their plans to not only their other students, their teammates, but their teachers and the community, their parents as well.
Each subject is taught from this design theme, and I don't know if you want to keep going with the skateboarding example,
but
how do you teach history through a design theme? How do you teach mathematics through a design theme?
The first 30 days in La Crosse Design Institute will be for their teachers to teach the process of how this learning differs from other middle schools. In other words, they might start out with projects that that are being taught by the teachers to the students. And it's a process whereby the students very slowly take on the process of their own learning through the personal learning plan. So on the inside their personal learning plan, they have the actual Common Core, the curriculum that our district is based upon, and what is being taught by the teachers. So then from that, they design the project that they want to in a time-based manner. So skateboarding aside, it could be anything from how to make the eco park a better place or how to clean up garbage around our neighborhood, etc. And then they have to go through the design process, which is a failure factor, iteration process. So the first time through the project, it might not work. So they talk about with their teachers and their teammates what didn't work and what did work, and then redesign again.
I'm assuming most 7th and 8th graders don't necessarily know. Maybe some have an idea of what they want to be when they grow up. But do you think, regardless, that design plays a role in every profession?
I think design plays a role in everything that's around us. We're in this studio right now, and there's some really cool objects that I think took years for people to design, and 20, 30 years from now will look quite different than they do today. So not only are they learning design, the design process, they are also learning important skills that will be valuable in the workplace.
With the La Crosse Design School, you're teaming up with some local organizations and I believe some local businesses. Can you talk about the collaboration within the community for the school?
Absolutely. The La Crosse Design Institute is also differs from other middle schools in that it is a collaboration with community businesses. We hope that our students are going to be out in the community one day a week, every week during the school year in order to fulfill the design process.
So do you see this almost as a way to invest in the local economy for the future?
Or? Absolutely. What the students are learning are valuable skills in how to go through a problem or inquiry-based solution to a problem, and they have to follow through with it. And in order to do that, they have to present it to an audience.
So with the La Crosse Design Institute, this will bring the number up to 6 charter or choice schools within the La Crosse School District. There's Cooley Montessori, the La Crosse Rhodes, Northwoods International Elementary, School of Technology and Arts 1 and 2, and then the La Crosse Design Institute. Dr. Harsey, I'm wondering if you can talk about what this means for the La Crosse School District to have yet another charter choice school.
Well, it's been clear in La Crosse for several years that we understand that one form of education doesn't meet every student's needs. Our school board is very poignant on the fact that choice and options for parents is something that they desire, and it's something that the community has been very forward with, and so we've supplied that. Just a point of reference, Northwoods is an immersion program is a choice option and not a charter at this point. So I just want to make mention of that. For lacrosse, the benefit is clearly we're trying to match what the community is identifying as needs for student learning and the options that we're providing students in our schools. We're proud of the fact that innovation continues to push us forward while still maintaining ties to the local need and local desires. You had mentioned community organizations with Lacrosse Design Institute, Matthew Construction and Inland Printing, et cetera, are very steeped in this program. That's not to take away from all of the other collaborations we have. The lacrosse community, businesses and lay people are very much involved in their schools. One of our choice programs is Summit Environmental School under the leadership of Principal Dirk Hunter. And they have, from any given time, 16 to 30 organizations environmentally based in the area and abroad focused on trying to improve student learning and giving them hands-on opportunities. And we could go from school to school, charter or choice or regular ed in this district, and find a lot of collaboration happening. And again, that's because we've got a great partnership with our community, and our community recognizes that our students truly are our future. And whether it's workforce development or just good citizens, we want to make sure that our community is involved in our schools, and at this point, they certainly are.
Can you explain the difference between charter and choice schools?
Absolutely. Right now, and you had mentioned our charter programs, choice right now, there's only one choice middle school, and that's Logan Middle School's Global Village program. And the difference is essentially that a charter has a governance board, and those governance boards really can only be made up, can't have more than half of that governance board being in-district personnel. And so we've got partners in terms of businesses, parents and staff, district staff on those governance committees. Choice programs are still governed and under the auspices of school administration and not a governance committee. And so that in and of itself separates the two. What's unique about charters is that in terms of they get a little bit of more autonomy for accountability. And so they have an opportunity to do some unique things, whether it's in terms of curriculum or teaching style approach. One of the things that Dr. Reedy mentioned, which is prominent in Lacrosse Design Institute, I think it's going to have a ripple effect across our district, is individual learning plans. We recognize that teaching to the middle just isn't meeting the needs of all of our students. And so individual plans for students' unique needs, abilities, talents, passions is going to be something that we're going to see probably spearheaded in programs like Lacrosse Design Institute. And the positive ripple effect of that innovation is that it impacts the larger school district as a whole. And so what we're anticipating and we're hoping to come from this from all of our choice or charter programs is that we continue to not rest on our successes, our laurels of the past, and to keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, every student is unique. Are these charter choice schools for any child, and how does a family know if maybe something like the Lacrosse Design Institute or Lacrosse Roads or Cooley Montessori is right for their children?
My opinion on that is we have a pretty strong public relations campaign, I guess, and trying to get our paperwork out there. Mm-hmm. With the advent of the internet and all the access that we can have, those are absolutely great avenues for parents to access school sites and to see if this charter program based on brief descriptions is for them. If that 10,000-foot view of information is not enough for a parent, we absolutely encourage them to contact building administrators and get kind of the ground-level information on each of the options that we have in Lacrosse, because we do want to match student interest and parent desires with the learner themselves. So please don't hesitate. Our administrators are absolutely receptive to those phone calls and those inquiries if the information you're looking for on the internet just doesn't give you enough depth as a parent trying to make an important choice for your child's educational future.
And Dr. Reedy, I'm wondering if you can talk about how this is the first year that the Lacrosse Design Institute will be open. How do you find students and how do you convince parents that you might want to take a chance with this new school?
Well, This past year, we did an email blast, and then we sent home materials to all the parents inside the School District of La Crosse. Inside was basic information upon what La Crosse Design Institute could offer their child, and information as to how to contact me as the principal or anybody else inside the School District of La Crosse, including Dr. Harsey, for further information. Although La Crosse Design Institute is in its infancy, this year we plan on being much more visible in the community to make those opportunities available for parents and their students.
Was it difficult talking with parents, or what was the feedback?
Well, they were excited, but they also wanted to know what design meant. It's kind of a difficult concept to get across right away, but I think we've been successful thus far.
You're listening to Newsmakers. My guests today are Dr. Penny Reedy. She is the principal at the new La Crosse Design Institute, and also Dr. Troy Harsey. He is the La Crosse School District's Associate Superintendent of Instruction. Charter schools were a hot topic when it came to the most recent state budget debate, as you're well aware. Some people were saying that state funding should not go into charter schools, that students weren't testing as high as in conventional public schools. How do you respond to that within the La Crosse School District?
Well, we got to remember that charter schools are public non-sectarian schools. The piece that I think the public always needs to keep in mind in terms of metrics for the success or lack thereof of a program is that in La Crosse, students are so much more than just a test score. Now, that seems maybe trite and maybe effusive to an extent, but the reality is all of our programs not only help students achieve academically, but also in terms of citizenship, environmentally friendly practices, core values. All of those things are part and parcel to the curriculum that they're getting, whether in their choice in a charter program or a regular education setting in any of our schools. So the metrics, I think it'd be dangerous to get caught up in a single one-shot test score. And oftentimes, whether we're talking about choice in charter or any of our other programs, I'm also cautious when I talk to folks about those one-shot high-stakes assessments. While there is a certain level of accountability and there's some things to be learned each time that students take those, I think it really belies the day-to-day growth that we're seeing in students that maybe we're not seeing in a paper and pencil assessment.
And is it the School of Technology and Arts where people are not graded?
At the elementary level.
At the elementary level.
Yep. And this year at Lincoln Middle School, we've moved the School of Technology Arts to SOTA 2 and Cooley Montessori over to Lincoln Middle School under the leadership of Principal Larry Myra. And at the middle school level, just a recent change is they're going to start academic grading at the middle school level.
In Milwaukee, it's the city with the most charter schools in this state. Some of the schools are not associated with Milwaukee Public School. There's University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Milwaukee Area Technical College, and others. Do you see that ever happening in La Crosse, where the charter schools aren't just under the La Crosse School District? There are other governing authorities overseeing these?
Well, I would say that anything is possible. I think that what we need to keep in mind is we have to serve our customers well. Mm-hmm. And if parents understand that the La Crosse School District has choice and options for their students that are viable, that will help them be career and college ready, then I think that even if there are other chartering authorities other than, for example, the school board here in La Crosse, the parents are going to want to shop around and find the best product. If we offer the best product, then I think our customers are going to continue to come shopping with La Crosse schools.
And that may go along with the same idea of, do you predict a charter school expansion within the La Crosse area?
Well, we're continually evaluating what the community has to say in terms of their wants and desires. If there are other programs out there that our community wants that are viable, practical, applicable to what we have here in La Crosse in terms of resources, then we certainly entertain those ideas. Innovation and change is the rule nowadays. Mm-hmm. And so anything that we think can help our students and be viable for our community, we're certainly entertained and take a look at those.
Other school districts around the area, such as Viroqua, Holman, and Sparta, they each have associated charter schools also. Do the districts ever collaborate?
Well, we communicate our surrounding districts on more than just charter schools, that's for sure. We've got very friendly relationships with the schools in the region, including the Viroquas and Holmans and Onalaskas, et cetera. Those partnerships continue to evolve over time, including and not limited to staff development opportunities where we're holding hands in tough fiscal times and difficult budget times. We're doing more and more to see where we can partner to make sure that we're moving each of our districts and our different programs forward.
I want to talk a bit about the teacher side of all of this, because obviously teachers play a major role. It's not just the students. Can you talk about what it takes to put together an individual learning plan for each student? What is that like for a teacher, and what's that like for the administration?
Absolutely. Our two teachers just got on board about a year ago, and one about 2 months ago. They go through a very strenuous process of training themselves, whereby their contract is extended during the summer, and they go through a process of learning how to teach the project-based learning and also how to teach the personal learning plan for each of the students. It's rather exciting process. They go to a 6-day training, and they have to be able to help the student develop their processes, their projects, and to be able to present them.
And in the La Crosse area, there are very strong educational programs. So people who want to be teachers, is it difficult to recruit teachers to these charter schools? Does it take a certain type of person?
You know, I would say it has to do with what you're looking for and what you want to teach. If I was going to be an English teacher, I would be looking for a certain type of, you know, whether I'm going to be a high school or a middle school or even a generalist in the elementary level. This takes a different type of personality. When you work in a charter school, if you're interested in an environmental school or a design school, I think it depends upon the personality of the teacher that's applying.
Are there any special projects that you're looking forward to in the coming school year?
I think we're going to be starting with our own community, the downtown area, the Eco Park, and all of our community businesses and partnerships that we've partnered with recently.
And Dr. Harsey, is there anything that you're looking forward to in the coming school year?
Well, you know, I'm about 4 weeks in this new position.
That's
up until
right.
About 4 weeks ago, thank you. I was a principal of Logan Middle School on La Crosse's north side. For me, what's going to be interesting is my scope of perspective and getting into each of the schools to learn their unique characteristics, the benefits that they're bringing for our students and parents. So on a personal note, I'm excited about being able to have a more broad influence in the district. As a district as a whole, there's so many exciting, you know, I hear a lot about change. You know, we've had a lot of turnover in staff, some high quality educators who have stepped away from the profession. With that, we've got a lot of new folks coming on board, and it's our opportunity to help them understand what La Crosse community expects of its educational system. And they're bringing a lot of vitality, a lot of energy, a lot of passion. And so in reference to your last question too, are certain teachers maybe looking for certain things? If they want to do right by kids and to have a community that services them well and cares about them, then La Crosse in this region in general is a very great place for professional educators to come and teach. So I'm excited to get to know various staff members. Not that we've lived on a silo, but when you're in charge of your own building, you just do not get the opportunity to get out and see all of the different schools and all the great things that are happening. So I'm looking forward to that, and it's going to be an exciting year in La Crosse.
Well, I think that if you would like to come and see La Crosse Design Institute, I would invite anyone to come over to on the Longfellow campus to do so.
Dr. Penny Reedy is the principal of the new La Crosse Design Institute, and Dr. Troy Harsey is La Crosse School District's Associate Superintendent of Instruction. They spoke about the new school and the state of charter schools in the district.
I got bugs.
This week, six emerald ash borers were found in a trap in Madary. The invasive green metallic beetles feed on the inner bark of ash trees and have been known to wipe out ash populations. Attempting to prevent the spread and devastation, authorities are in the process of putting La Crosse County under an emerald ash borer quarantine. Vernon and Crawford counties are already under one indefinitely. Although the quarantine is still unofficial in La Crosse, Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection spokesman Mick Swark says it's safe to act as if the quarantine is in place.
I think responsible people will do exactly that. To do anything less risks spreading emerald ash borer outside of a known infested area.
And one of the things that your department has really been pushing is do not move the firewood.
It's always a good time to talk about the message of not moving firewood, whether it's emerald ash borer or some other pest or disease. And it will probably be impossible to say how it showed up in Madary, 22 miles north of our other known infestations in Vernon and Crawford County. But firewood certainly is perhaps one of the most common ways that it does move around, other than its own flight.
So what does this mean for people in La Crosse County that the emerald ash borer has been found here, and that although, you know, we're under this unofficial quarantine right now, quarantine is coming, what will change for consumers?
For most people, it means that they should not move hardwood firewood outside of the quarantine area. They should plan to make other arrangements if they're going camping or doing something where they're going to want some firewood for an outdoor fire or for a wood stove at their location. Either buy it when they get there or buy their firewood from a certified firewood dealer, and which can be moved around anywhere throughout the state.
And is that the type of firewood you'd find at a gas station, or who is a certified firewood dealer?
Not necessarily. Our certified firewood dealers are listed on our website, and those dealers have actually been inspected by our regulatory agents, and the firewood that they're selling, and they may be providing it to gas stations or other retail outlets or not. But the firewood that they're selling and that has been certified by our agency has been treated in such a way that it renders it safe from emerald ash borer. They're either aging it on their property an appropriate amount of time, or they're kiln drying it, or they're removing the bark and another half inch of wood underneath. And any one of those things will render that wood free from emerald ash borer.
Mick, is there anything else that you'd like people to know about the emerald ash borer and the quarantine?
Well, emerald ash borer certainly, we've been saying for years, it's a tree killer. If ash trees have EAB infestation, those trees are going to die. However, there are some very good chemical treatments that are available to people that may change the fate of their ash trees. And I would urge municipalities or homeowners, private landowners who have ash trees that they're concerned about to contact a certified arborist or some other tree care professional and start working with them about what their options are for either preventing or controlling an infestation of emerald ash borer.
Mick Swark is a spokesman with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He talked about the discovery of the emerald ash borer in La Crosse County. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.